Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Despite a looming ban on the traditional engine types, sales of electric vehicles in Ireland were down a whopping 39% last month compared to last year, and despite a rise in sales overall. If EV sales continue to dip, that could have a pronounced impact on second-hand car sales and may even slow down the rollout of EV infrastructure. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry, or SEMI, has a new president. He's Jonathan Mead, and he is sitting in front of me. Hello, Jonathan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
First of all, congratulations. Will you be changing much as president?
Not much, no. There's the industry will roll on year by year by year, so there's not much for me to do but come do these talks.
Now, what about EV sales? What's going on? 39% in May compared to May last year.
So that's probably the smaller part of it. EVs are 13% of the entire market this year, down from near 20% last year. We're probably reaching a level where that's normal business. EVs, as we know, are the future for car sales.
But there is a dip in confidence if people aren't buying them.
There is, yeah. The government targets have a target of 180,000 for next year. We're going to find it difficult to hit that target, but we should get close to it. Within the new car market, the numbers are down. Within the used car market, we're starting to see people coming in to buy used EVs. So there is an appetite for people come see them. There was a show last year that was in the RDS, an EV show, and there were a lot of people at that show. I think there's still a curiosity. We're probably reaching the space where all the early adopters have come and gone, are come and bought again, and we're seeing the next cohort, which are general motorists, and they need convincing.
And they're worried about range anxiety. They're worried that they can't get from one end of the country to another without finding a charging point.
Well, most people will charge their car. So 90% of charging will be done at home.
85%. Yes, absolutely.
So
it's the long journeys that they're worried about.
The additional journeys. But, I mean, there are cars with 400 and 500 kilometre range. So we just need to get over the hump that we're at the moment. Cars are going to get cheaper. We're going to have smaller EVs. We're going to have cars that will do other jobs. We have a couple of new cars on the horizon on our own Hyundai platform.
You sell Hyundai cars.
Hyundai cars, yeah.
When you're not being president.
Thank you very much, yeah. So we will see that change. So it is a slow burn, as we're seeing this year. But there is a chasm in every new technology, and that's where we believe we are. So the reality, I think, will be for the next cohort of consumers will take a little bit more convincing. You know, but we do need the government to support the grants. We do need government to support benefit.
Well, the government, of course, will tell you that they are supporting the sales of EVs and with a grant more than in other countries. Possibly it should be more again. What about falling prices, Jonathan? Does that worry you? Because Tesla and BYD from China are in a price war. They're slashing prices. So why would you buy an EV today if you think it'll be a couple of grand cheaper by Christmas?
Well, the reality, as I said to you, is we are selling used EVs. Those used EVs are coming from customers who've already bought cars, and their cost to change hasn't altered greatly. So they know that the confidence of buying an EV to another EV is going to be fine. There's no issue. We're seeing some people, we're seeing some people coming in looking at the cost of running an EV and the cost of buying an EV and can very easily justify it. You know, it's 20-30% of the cost of fuel in an EV. So if the car matches, these cars aren't for everybody. As I said to you, 13% of all people who bought new cars this year have bought EVs. So we're slowly but surely grinding the wheel forward. These numbers will increase. We will see more EVs. We will see EVs in different categories becoming more affordable.
Now, overall sales were up, which means people are buying petrols and diesels, which means confidence is out there. People do want, you know, to buy a newer vehicle or a better car.
Absolutely, yeah. So petrol is the predominant fuel now where diesel was. So we are seeing a change in that. We're seeing lower emitting petrol, lower emitting diesels. We're going to sell petrol and diesel cars for a good number of years to come.
But they'll be banned by 2035, so you won't be able to get a new one after 2035 in the European Union.
But at the moment, we have just over 2 million cars, 2.2 or 3 million cars. So 3% of all the cars on the road are EVs. That is going to change slowly. So we will have petrol and diesel cars for a good many years to come.
Okay. Now, I see that Volkswagen said it's going to be selling cars directly to consumers from 2026. And this is really interesting. But does it spell the end of the forecourt and the showroom as we know it or as we knew it?
I don't believe so. So the agency model that they're talking about, and I can't talk too much about it because they haven't spoken to their dealers, so I don't know.
Well,
they haven't spoken to them yet. That's going to happen in the coming days. But retailing changes all the time. Like, we've been dealing with people online for a long time, and we sell a lot of cars to people who would log on to our website, pay a deposit, so they would reserve a car. But I think we're still going to see people coming in to drive cars, to see, you know, can they fit the golf clubs in? You know, can they fit the family in? They also will want to get a trade-in value. They might need finance figures. So traditionally, we've been very good.
So there will be some platform for people to test drive cars, but the ultimate sale might happen online.
Well, we're talking about one franchise who are looking at this. So there's nobody
else. It's the biggest car seller in this country.
Absolutely. But I mean, there are, you know, there's a lot of manufacturers who've said that they're not going down this road. So showrooms, you know, in Ireland, people like visiting showrooms. If no other reason to see nice, shiny cars, you know.
And to smell the inside of a new car, which everybody loves.
Yeah. So there is that tactile thing. But as I said, there's also the haggle. You know, in the Irish psyche, we like to haggle. We like to come in and you know, grind salesmen down and see what we can do.
And finally, this is the last month of 241 registrations. Do you expect a big spike once 242 comes up?
Well, we've started our pre-sales about 3 weeks ago. So we've a couple of new models, new Tucson, and we can see the appetite for sales still holding strong.
Okay. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming in and congratulations. That's Jonathan Mead, the new president of CME.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.